Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Elevate with Shireen podcast. I'm Shireen Dora. Several times a week, I will be bringing you incredible guests, solo episodes, and all the tools, resources, inspiration, and virtual connections you need to elevate yourself to create wealth and financial security in real estate while being a happy, healthy, whole person. My journey took me from real estate rookie to multi-million dollar realtor and real estate investor. I've won the awards, renovated beautiful homes, owned over 120 investment homes, and lived a pretty fabulous life. I was also right in the thick of the 2008 real estate crisis, and I had the devastating experience of losing a lot and seeing a lot of people around me in the real estate space do the same. I learned big, brutal lessons about how I would do things differently the next time around. And then, immediately after that transformative historical event, I got a disease that would leave me fighting for my life. Literally, for years. Between these two catastrophic life-changing events, I honestly had no choice but to learn everything I could about creating an unbreakable mindset, true health and wellness, and what sustainable real estate wealth building really looked like. Life without all three is not a good life. And with all three foundations in place, well, the sky's the limit. So now I'm back to share all the things that I have learned and have real conversations with people that are masters in these areas. We all go further together. So I'm locking my arms with you as I'm building the second half of my life as the best half, and I'm bringing you along for the ride. Let's do this. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. I wanted to use today's quick hit to just sort of give a state of the market for here in our Phoenix market. When I say the Phoenix market, this is obviously Maricopa County, the Phoenix Valley. For those of you that are not from the Valley, we call Phoenix like all of Phoenix. So that includes Scottsdale and Tempe and Buckeye and, you know, all the different places around the Valley that are part of Phoenix when it kind of gets referenced as a market. So a lot of really unusual things happening. We currently are adding inventory supply at a very, very fast rate. We are at pace for over 200 new home listings coming on a day. This is excessive for our market. And what's also really interesting is that that rate is increasing. It's not like a bunch came on and, but you know, it's sort of slowing down. No, it is actually an accelerating pace. So currently right now we have more homes being newly listed for sale than at any time since 2011. So this is a massive, massive market shift for a market where we were so completely undersupplied. And what's interesting about this is that it's not being forced because people can't afford their homes or because, you know, there's no equity in their home and they just want to get out or their job isn't there anymore. This is people trying to time the market and they just feel like the market's peaked and they just want to get out. So they're dumping homes. And what's bad about that, candidly, is it sort of feeds on itself, right? People see it happening, they see it hit the headlines, and then they think, oh my God, I've got to do it too. So there's a little bit of a frenzy happening right now, a psychological frenzy happening where the sellers are just, as Tina Tambor likes to say it, they're causing a stampede. And that's a little bit concerning, to say the least. At the same time, listings under contract, this is another unusual thing. So we're in June and we are below the level that we were in January. This is historical. We don't do that. This is actually unheard of. And that just shows that we have really, really low demand for this time of year. In fact, and this is the kind of one of the data points that really struck me as I saw it coming out, is that we have to go all the way back to 2008 to find a reading for June that is as low as this. So that's sort of telling too. And why is that happening? Well, a couple of things. Number one, there are certain buyers that have been priced out of the market with the rate increases, and so they're sitting on the sidelines. But number two, a lot of investors are taking a pause. They're like, okay, where is this going? What's happening? We know that a lot of the institutional buyers have stopped buying for now. Don't say that they're going to stop buying forever, but they're just pausing to see where this is at. So that is happening. And number three, I think regular consumers are just sort of waiting to see where this whole thing goes, right? There's a lot of headlines and unpleasant, shocking news out there right now. And so buyers that don't have to buy are just sort of sitting on the sidelines going, well, let's just see how this whole thing plays out. So right now, super low demand and a lot of accelerating supply, which is making for what I like to call a stalled out market. It's the deer in the headlights. Everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen. And we've just sort of come to a screeching halt. Lots of agents across the valley and different price points are indicating they're having an open house, or they had their house on the market for a week and they haven't gotten a single phone call. That is bizarro. That is really, really crazy. So, you know, the numbers are reflected in the demand. We actually, as of June 20th, week of June 20th, we had 1,558 accepted contracts during the week. It was down from 1,898 contracts the week before and 2,274 during the same week in 2021. This is the lowest level of listings under contract we've had since in 2 years, if you take away the holidays. And what's crazy is it is lower than there were during the first wave of COVID in April of 2020, which is very telling because that's when people were staying in their houses. So we're just having people sort of like just waiting and stopping and seeing what they're going to do. Some parts of our market will be in what we consider to be a balanced market in a week or two. And if we continue on this trajectory, we'll be into a actual buyer's market. And what's really, really interesting about this and unusual and very historical is we have never seen a market shift this quick, this fast in such a short amount of time. So even for some of us that have been around for a long, long time, we've been through market shifts. This is something that is pretty fascinating to watch, just the speed of it. And we're all kind of standing by to see what's going to happen. Everybody wants to know what does everybody's crystal ball, not just me, but anybody think what's going to happen? And right now there is no crystal ball. We are just watching this unfold. What I can tell you is there's nothing today to indicate that it's going to reverse itself in the immediate future or even stabilize. We have a lot of momentum going towards, you know, a swinging market, and it's going to take either the steam coming out of that for it to level, or something that comes out in the news, or some sort of change that's going to make it so that we're not going into at minimum a balanced market and maybe even a buyer's market. So what's the person to do? And what would I say about all that? You know, I'm watching it closely myself, of course, but I believe in real estate and I believe in the long-term viability of real estate. You know, everybody thinks that when things are hot, they will always stay hot. And that's just not true. And I've been in this long enough now to hear people say, you know, this time is different. Shireen, you don't understand. This time is different because of X, Y, and Z. And, you know, what I do know is that markets always shift. They are always cyclical. And there's absolutely no reason why this time would be different, other than the factors that cause it to change are different. They always are. But do I still believe in real estate? Yeah, I really do. And because of that, am I selling my assets? No, I'm not. The properties that I have, I intend to keep for a long time. And like people that panic sell their stocks in a stock market correction, they might regret it if they just start dumping their assets now. Does it mean that I don't think we could have some pretty choppy seas ahead of us? No, it doesn't mean that. I'm fully prepared. I'm looking at the data, and yeah, things could be a little interesting for a while, but do I still believe in real estate? Very, very, very much so. So, you know, for the agents that are listening, you know, I'm encouraging you to look at it from a macro position when people are asking you what to do. You know, are you the voice of calm? Are you giving your clients all of their options? You know, instead of selling, if they've got a really nice golden rate on those properties or interest rate, would it make sense for them just to keep them as rentals? Where are they going to put their cash right now? And are they prepared to take the tax hit that they may have to take if they have a tremendous amount of equity? And, you know, are they 99 years old? Because that might be a different story. If not, and they're a younger client that, you know, has a lot of life ahead of them or a good amount of life ahead of them, you know, what is the long-term play? And those are the questions that need to be asked. You know, for those of us who went through the big housing crash and kept some of our homes, we saw them go down significantly. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen here. I'm not asking that you consider that you might lose 80% of your home. That is not what I'm saying. So don't freak out. But I'm using it as a comparison. When they went down so much, those people that held their homes and wrote it out, put tenants in them, did whatever they did, figured out a way to hold on to them, those homes are far above the height of what the peak was back in 04 and 05. So markets are cyclical. Are you in it for the short term and the long term, just like a stock market? For investors, you know, I think this could be an incredible opportunity time. But I really have been cautioning the newer, younger investors to not feel like they have to jump in right now. You know, you might want to just pause and see where this is at. The big buyers are pausing. The institutional buyers, many, many of them are pausing. Many of the private investors are pausing. Or if they're going to buy, they're buying much deeper, or they're just making sure that their numbers are really, really tight. This is especially true for anybody that's flipping. Obviously, if you're going to be renovating a home, we don't know where values are going to be in 6 months. So you need to make sure that you have a lot of margin in there. And you also need to do your flips right, right? The half-assed stuff that was getting sold no matter what, that's just not going to fly in anymore. People have too many choices. They're going to be choosing quality now. And you not only have to be well-priced and appropriate, you have to have a really nice product. So, you know, for any homeowners that are listening and you're not sure what to do, I would say this is a time where you want to be sitting down with your agent and asking what all the options are and what, you know, really going through what the viability is of selling right now and why you're selling it. And are there other things that might be a better option for you? Anybody who just says, boy, you better sell now and get out, I don't know if I would want that person as my agent. That sounds like they are super fearful. And even if selling might be the right option, there's always a discussion about all the different things that you could do with those assets to make sure that you either keep them in a way that makes sense, or if you are selling them, maybe you're selling them in a way that is not a traditional sell and could actually produce some cash flow for you or even minimize your taxes if it's a non-primary home or you know something where you're going to have a big tax bill. So anyways, just things to think about. I went a little bit longer than I usually do on a quick hit, but I want to give you these little state of the markets. I'll be doing more of that. I'm always open to hear your feedback, see what questions you have. I want to be this time really, really useful. And right now I know this is what everybody's talking about. So that's where we are this week, you guys. More to come. And I hope that you have a really, really awesome 4th of July weekend. Talk soon. Thanks so much for sharing this time with me today. If you found value in what was shared, please do me a huge favor and subscribe and review. Of course, I would love for you to follow along with me on Shireen Dora on Instagram too. You can also get my help at agent911.com. And if you're a lady living in Phoenix and interested in real estate investing, check out my free meetup called The Investress. Lastly, you know I believe that we all leave a butterfly effect on the world, so make yours a pretty one. If someone popped into your mind that you think would benefit from today's episode, please share it with them. You never know what impact you might have on them just by sharing it, and you might be able to change their life for the better with that one little act of kindness.